For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Welcome in. It's the Thursday edition of the Eric Zane Show podcast. I'm right here in the Impact Power Sports studio. Impact Power Sports online at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. Awesome people over there. Got to spend some time with them at the latest Hillbilly Convention. The Outdoor Rama. At the local, DeVos place. It's this enormous building where they set up all the, you're literally walking through at the outdoor show, and you've got Drew and his dad, Ron, with golf carts and ATVs to sell, and then surrounded by hunting and fishing experts. I was blasted several times by Hill Jack body odor, which I think makes themselves attractive to the women. My God, what a bunch. That was going on. Went there. Saw the boys. And away we go. If you want more information on Impact Power Sports, head over to ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. They're also on 14 Mile Road in Rockford, Michigan. Maureen says, I'm sorry I missed your bass fishing seminar. It sounds fascinating. Yeah, my brother-in-law, Charity Scam Mike, he's a fantastic fisherman. And I am happy to eat the fish. But I actually, when I was, when I had a sponsor on the radio show, Alan Bob's, do you remember that? It's that local shop where you can go get all your hillbilly stuff, your outdoorsy stuff. They agreed to outfit me with everything I needed to be an expert fisherman. So I had, the poles and all the tackle. I even had waders that I sold. I think I actually used the waders once in Montana, and I caught like a 2-inch fish. Man Bun Chris says the segments with them on WBBL were the best. I'll have to take your word for it. I don't remember. That's quite a compliment. And I think you're serious. I mean, we've got, I forgot the guy's name who would come in there. Was it Scott? The guy would come in and we'd talk shop. Stevie says, so much cologne, that's what I remember. Yeah, we used to talk about that. I wouldn't have thought of that. Aram says, Eric caught himself by hooking himself in the thumb. It was worse than that. I'll get to that in a second. Chris says, they were just so boring. You always got off topic with them and made them lighten up a bit. Merle, that's... Have one of them. One of them's the guy who owned the place was Merle. I don't know what happened to him. Badger 7419 says, "What about movie review guy? That would be Ron." Ron ended up retiring, got out of the game. So I've got all my fishing gear. I go over to a lake. It's two lakes in one over by right by the Fear Bunker North. Bright Lake / Glory Lake. Save your glory hole jokes for another show. I was so excited. I've got my pole for my grandson to use, his little Blue's Clues pole. I don't know what he had. I get it all hooked up, ready to go. His bobber, I go, all right, now sit there, son. You're going to catch a fish. And Pop is going to get his line ready, and I'm gonna fish with you. And then his ears hear, oh, fuck! Papa, what's wrong? The hook is in one side and out the other. It was like horror movie level of hideousness. And then I try to like, oh, I'll just yank it out. It's not coming out. In fact, my hands are tingling just describing it to you because, you know, I've got that vagal thing that Freebeer has. I have that now. That's a regular thing with me. It serves me right for all the time I'd laugh in his stupid face. Ended up having to drive myself to the hospital. They had to remove it, and it was bad. It was the last time I fished. It was years ago. Like 8 or 9 years ago. I'm not doing that anymore. Fuck that. Plus, it breaks my heart. As I get older, I can't stand to... I get really stressed out when it comes to, like, animals that are struggling, you know? So if a fish is flopping around on a deck after you catch it, that makes me sad. Yeah, you may notice right now, I don't know what the fuck this is. If it's jizz or something on my shirt, it's bugging the hell out of me. All right, so that's how that went. Ended up selling everything. Nick says, we got a turtle and it started screaming. I had to pull the hook out. Yeah, I don't want anything to do with that. That is, I can't even watch a Godzilla movie. If Godzilla starts to lose the fight, I stress out. If I'm watching a film where there's a person and they're struggling, or even if it's the bad guy or the good guy shooting the bad guy, I can't do it. It's really gotten bad. Chris would like to throw out this. He says, what about the fact, totally different topic, that it was 70 degrees, it was 72 yesterday, and right now it's snowing. I woke up to snow, in the middle of the night, I went to bed, and the cold front is moving in, but it's not there yet. So windows open, fans in the window, and then the temperature drops like a stone, and it was so cold, it woke my ass up. And I could feel little bits of moisture hitting my face that the fan is pulling in. Snow! It's blowing it into the room. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? Like, Jesus Christ, there's snow into the room. Oh my God, dogs are freezing. They're shivering. The whole room's ice. Shut it all down. Get out. Wake up. Let the dogs out. And it snow is falling. They take two steps out. Turn around. Nope, we're going inside today. We'll just crap on the floor. Oh, my God. Yeah, and today's like the first day of spring. Like spring, I don't know what time it exactly hits at. It might already be. But, yeah, here you go. This is how it is. And then you got old-timers going around saying, ah, that's right. You don't like the weather in Michigan. You just wait 5 minutes. It's going to change on you. There's a lot of places that say that. In fact, all 50 states and the District of Columbia, they all have the same saying, man, if you don't like the weather, you just got to wait 5 minutes. It's going to change on you. Going to change. Molly says spring at 4 a.m. So we're told, wherever she is. All right. That means we are halfway between the shortest day of the year and the longest day of the year. I kind of like this sweet spot because where we're at right now at 8 o'clock, it's still light out. So that's making me happy, you know, improving my mood. I am stoked about the spring. Last night, I was at a Grand Rapids Gold basketball game, working, doing PA. Now, where I sit at the scorer's table, to my right is the game ops director. His name is Phil. And to the right of him are these two ladies. They're young, and they're seated to the right of Phil, and we're all doing our thing, working. And the game gets going, and the other team from Toronto is kicking our ass. Side note, the Toronto Raptors, or Raptors 905 is their name, and we sang the Canadian anthem. It was Canadian anthem and then U.S. anthem. And as the Canadian anthem is winding down, we have a guy that sings it, and he's finishing up, and then there's dead silence just before he's getting ready to drop into the American anthem. And you hear, "Our 51st state!" Some asshole shouts that out. And we're like, "God damn it." Away we go. Game gets underway. This team's not that good. And they got a guy on the team who he starts just draining threes. He's just killing us. And his name is Charlie Brown, like, you know, the cartoon character. So Charlie Brown Jr. is killing it, man. He's on fire. And there's a moment where he has to inbound the ball right in front of the ladies. And the one lady, her name is Morgan, young. She's probably like, I don't know, 25 maybe. Charlie Brown gets the ball, and he looks at Morgan, smiles, inbounds the ball, and looks back at her and smiles. I don't see it, but these two do. And the word travels quickly that there was a little flirty during gameplay. Then old Chuck is still draining threes, and after every three, he's looking at Morgan. So something's going on. Now, I have no idea if Morgan's interested. I don't even know her status, and I don't want to say anything more than that because, for once, I'm going to try to not get in trouble with a story that I'm telling. But it's everybody's having a good time laughing about that. So he's got his eyes on her, this guy. He's a young, good-looking dude. Who knows? Who knows what'll happen there? Then the halftime hits, and we're getting killed. They're leading by like 25 points, and it's because of this dude, you know? Well, the word gets around that during the halftime, one of the assistants for the other team, Toronto, walks up to Morgan and says, "Hey, Charlie Brown Jr. is wondering if he can get your phone number." Now, I don't think that, like, right then it changed hands, nor do I know if it ever changed hands at all. I didn't see. I didn't ask. I didn't want to be involved in this. I'm just watching. I'm cataloging all this information in my brain because I know I'll talk about this. Well, I don't know if Charlie had that on his brain or what, because he was a big pile of shit in the second half. And the Gold came all the way back and ended up winning the game. There was a there's a player for the other team from Toronto named Lacey. What the fuck is his name? He's from here. He's from here, and he played with the Gold in the first year. Lacey James is his name. Lacey James is from Grand Rapids. He had a great high school career. He went to a smaller Division I college, Northern Illinois, was undrafted, and then eventually made his way to the NBA G League with the Grand Rapids Gold. Did not play hardly at all, and I think he was hurt by that, Lacey James, because he's a starter for Raptors 905. And I think he was a little bit butthurt that, I think he was pissed off at our coach. His name is Andre Miller. And Andre's on the sidelines. He's an older guy, big dude. And Lacey James makes a three-pointer or something like that. He goes running down the court. And he's eyeballing our coach like, hey, fuck you. You got rid of me. And that's nobody does that shit. And I'm like, oh, well, that's weird. And then he does it again. He nails like a three-pointer or something like that. And he comes running back down the court. And he's like, yeah. And he's like pointing at our coach now. And the coach is just looking at him like, fuck you. And we're like, holy shit, this is crazy. Then Lacey James has to inbound the ball on right by our bench, and Andre walks up to him, and just as he's about to inbound it, shoves him. And then Lacey shoves him back, and we're all like, holy shit, this is gonna be fucking awesome. My God, we're gonna see a fucking brawl between a player and a coach. Game goes on, and Lacey actually laid an egg. He fouled out of the game. It was horrible after that. And then later on, we finally won the game. It's getting like just like 30 seconds left, and I said to him, I go, Coach, were you guys pushing each other? He goes, yeah. I go, was that real heat? He goes, no. I'm like, God damn it. I was hoping it was, because they got to do like the handshake, you know, but nothing to it. Gold win again. They've won a few games in a row, and that's awesome. I love those games so much. Of all the sporting events I do, it's a toss up between the soccer games and the basketball games. For a change, I'm going to look ahead. I have a soccer game coming up in May. And you all need to go to it. I'm not at all the games, but the Michigan Rangers, it's a Friday, May 16th game. And Chris is going to tell us how to get tickets. I think basically you just go and then give them the money. That's what you do to get the tickets. That's the best way to, it's at Davenport. I'll give you specific instructions when we get closer to the game. But, oh my God, those games are so much fun. Because of the alcoholic fans that are there at those games. And they get really bombed. And then they start to scream at the refs and say just the meanest shit you're ever going to hear anyone say. I want those stands full. You know, they hired me, Chris did, to be the PA announcer. And with that, you know, I definitely want them to be successful. So, how would you describe this, Chris? Is this semi-pro, like Jackie Moon shit? A lot of the players are college players, I think. I don't know. I forget. All I know is that I go there and I announce things like offside. Where I want to say offsides, but that's like against the soccer rules. If you say offsides, these drunk fans will climb up in there and beat your ass. Yes, semi-pro, third tier of professional soccer in the United States. So I'm guessing tier one is the one where, like, you know, the big name guys play, right? And that's it. I mean, that's like, doesn't Messi play on an American team right now at the twilight of his career? That would be tier one. Chris says, we don't sell alcohol either, which makes it even more impressive that people are drunk. Oh, yeah. They start pre-gaming like a week before, and then they all have flasks. And there I am in the booth with Chris and Coltron. His name's Colton. We call him Coltron. And then we just sit there and listen to these people scream at the refs at the top of their lungs. After the game, Charlie Brown Jr. walked through the handshake line and he did not look at the multi-talented Morgan. And I do not know, nor do I want to speculate, that multi-talented Morgan gave Charlie Brown the number. I would not suggest it. I would not suggest that she give the number to Charlie Brown Jr. As a father, and she's like daughter age, I would say you need to avoid all athletes. These guys are rolling stones. All right, and there's a babe in every town. You don't want to be part of that deal. And no offense to Charlie Brown Jr. But right now, he's at a stage in his career where it's the NBA G League. Now, if it were the NBA, I would say that's a great move. That is a power move by a young lady. I don't know if I could get behind my daughter palling around, so to speak, with a minor league athlete. When my daughters started to become women, we would walk into the arena, and then these dudes would be kicking the basketball around, or the soccer ball around, especially the hockey players, not the basketball players. And I noticed that as the girls started to mature, they were getting attention from these animals. So much so that Jacqueline, when she was able to go out to bars, the hockey players would be there. And there was one particular gentleman who said, hey, you're Zane's kid. And Jacqueline was there with one of her pals. I'm not using any names. But at one point, the discussion was had, and the hockey player said, no, out of respect for your father, I would not try to take you home, so to speak. However, the young lady that my daughter was with did, in fact, get taken to Pound Town by this dude. And I said, you see, that's what I'm talking about. That actually happened. Everything I just told you was exactly as it was told to me. That so-and-so got taken to Pound Town by so-and-so hockey player. And you do know this hockey player. You can go ahead and guess. That was the end of that relationship. Tonight is a Big Fraud Thursday. I am almost completed gathering up my clips for the Who Are These Freebeers show, which is show number one of our evening edition of Big Fraud Thursday. The whole day is Big Fraud Thursday. Cole weighs in with a guest on the hockey player. So does Tyler. So does Jeremy. Jeremy says 100% Justin Abdelkader. Incorrect. Tyler K, and Cole say Joey Hicketts. You are correct. That is a correct guess. Joey Hicketts took my daughter's dear pal to Pound Town. On today's Who Are These Free Beers, I will review a moment from the Tuesday edition of the Free Beer and Hot Wing Show, where in the scope of just a handful of minutes, Greg's brain tumor must have been growing at an exponential rate to cause this sequence. I don't think it's ever happened so often of ridiculous verbal gaffes, word scrambles, misspeaks, brain freezing for no reason, suggesting that he's doing it on purpose at one point. His mates laughing in his face, him becoming furious. I'm not kidding you. In just a handful of minutes, I have 10 moments like this of free beer brain tumor talk. You know, I've been keeping a montage of free beer's brain tumor talk that's stretched to about a minute and 20 over the weeks and months that we've been compiling these, kind of like the Mad Marchness that we did years ago. It has been increased to a minute 40 from a minute 20 just after what I'm describing to you. Chris says he continued the brain tumor talk in the local segment that same day. I have that. That is all part of it. That's all part of this moment. And it is, it's Free Beer's 9/11. His broadcasting 9/11 is what that is. And we will feature that prominently. I also have a moment in my clips where our beloved pal Kelly Cheese wrestles the mantle of dumbest woman on the show or dumbest person on the show from Maitland with, I don't even want to describe really what it is because I don't want to steal any of its thunder, but she has two things that leave her mouth that are insane, so dumb. As you know, I think she is the funniest, most capable person of leading that show. She can do a show on her own. And I think one of the reasons why she's so good is because of her willingness to look like a fool. Take it from me, I do this every day. Man Bun Chris says, are we going to start the new Bomedy or review A New Hope or something else? I know what you're saying there. We're probably, if anything were to happen, I would have to review, I wouldn't be able to do the A New Hope show with Ben Glaze because he doesn't even have his hands on it yet. But that will all be coming out sooner rather than later on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Ben will be featuring a moment on our beloved Free Beer and Hot Wings show where Greg talks about his slutty wife sitting on his face till he drowns. His words. That's what he talked about on the radio. And so I cannot wait to hear Free Beer talking about eating snatch. Anybody who hears Free Beer talking about eating snatch gets grossed out. It's really bad. And this is from me. I mean, I've said crazy shit before, both here and on the air. But for some reason with Greg, and I don't know if it's because of he's gross or it's the fact that he's 55 and she's 28 or whatever. It's that whole Bill Belichick thing is what we have going there. It's really hideous. So Ben is going to break that down. I've yet to hear that. I've avoided it. So we will be touching on that with Ben Glaze coming up on Who Are These Free Beers. Now, this is available only on my Patreon. You need to go to patreon.com to get this. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Sign up today for 7 days free. Sign up for the 7 days. And you can do this risk-free because sometimes you think, well, that means they're going to charge me after the 7 days. I'm going to give you a way to avoid that. You sign up, like I just told you to, put in a credit card form of payment, and then you cancel it right after. Now, that allows you to get the 7 days. You're still going to get the 7 days. And then when that expires, you just won't have access anymore. You won't be charged. You might be like, well, holy fuck, I still want it easy. Then you just go back in and re-enable your card.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Molly says, I don't give a fuck who it is. Why do people continue to be pigs after 30? My God, grow up. That's early adult and teen shit. And this is coming from an immature asshole here. Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it. But that's what's going on. Adam says, Freebird Hot Wings, the mental health rock radio show. I got a phone call from Adam Balboa here today. And I think I need to review this, too, as a late addition to Who Are These Free Beers? He goes, ZZ, I just got a vent. And I go, what's up? Because, you know, I do tell people to listen to them and then tip me off as to what's happening so that I can pull the clips. So he did that. And I appreciate that. He said that today there was a moment when, you know, how they, like, go around the room and everybody has to say something cute or whatever the fuck it is. Greg starts out with a kind of like a somber thing about how he looks at images of one of his kids and he gets sad, kind of like, think Cats in the Cradle, that type of vibe going on, but not funny or cute. And then after that ends, Kelly comes on and she goes, sorry, she doesn't sound like Amanda. She talks about how yesterday was the 1 year anniversary since her husband left her, her ex-husband left her. And then she finishes that up. And then Steve jumps in and talks about how, yeah, he's just finishing up his therapy. And then I don't remember what he said Hot Wings talked about, but it was, or maybe it was me. I don't know. They're all fucking weird. Doing this whole weird let's cry together thing. Zero ability to actually entertain anyone on that pile of shit show. Thank God that they do that so we have something to make fun of. Adam says Freeman Howings is the mental health rock radio show. Yeah. Yeah, Greg really, really has a handle on his mental health when he demands accountability about whether or not the show picked on him behind his back. Adam said that Maitland was talking about how she started taking antidepressants. What the fuck? What is going on here? All right. So that is coming up today. It's going to be fun. My God. We always have a great time. All right. Chris weighs in with this. This is Chris in Connecticut. I just opened this up. Subject line, when Free Beer has to explain his tattoo. So when the weather eventually changes and Free Beer is out on the street showing off his ink, guy on street, wow, that's a pretty unique tattoo. Are you a big ocean guy? Free Beer, no, I don't really go near oceans. Oh, you must really be into water and swimming then. Nope, no, I don't know how to swim, and I only go into the water up to my knees. Guy, oh, I got it. You're really into aquatic biology. You love sea creatures. No, I'm a dog guy. Guy, why the hell did you get a giant octopus tattooed on your arm? Chris says, Freeber says, I'm a bitch, and I do what my wife tells me. Guy, a woman actually wanted to be with you. Freeber, she's a... Chris says in this silly anecdote, Freeber said, quote, allegedly, she's a gold-digging bitch that just wants my money. Just kidding. Thank you, Chris. Bob says, I'm pretty sure they heard you making fun of them being silly about when coming back from the hallway during trivia. Hot Wings' response was today when they asked about the hallway was a flat nothing. Yeah, I don't buy that. I don't think that they listen. Nick says, I cannot believe a grown man does not know how to swim. I actually visited Greg once at his lake house, his old one. He has a new one. And I'll never forget him in the water. He just literally would walk in and just walk back and forth a few times, almost like he was in pain. And then got out of the water and sat on the beach. All right. Thank you for enjoying the show on Facebook and YouTube, but it's time to kick you out. I take that back. I don't ever think I hit the right toggle to enable that. So that's okay. Follow me on my usual spots online, Facebook, facebook.com/Eric Zane fan page. And as you know, if you're listening to the audio podcast, I'm on Twitch. You can follow me there, twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live or at Eric Zane Live on the Twitch app. As always, my friends at Irvine's Auto Repair Grand Rapids Hybrid sponsor Twitch and Facebook, so thank you. Mentioned the Grand Rapids Gold a handful of minutes ago. They've got action coming up this weekend. Saturday at noon. I'm double dipping on Saturday. I'm doing the Gold game at noon and then the Griffs game at nighttime. Get tickets at NBAGrandRapids.com. It's the Batman game. All sorts of Batman-themed things going on for the game. Batman-themed jerseys. NBAGrandRapids.com for tickets. Team's on a roll. They're at about 500. They're about 2.5 games out of a playoff spot. NBAGrandRapids.com. It's time to talk about somebody who finds a wallet. We've talked about this before. If you find somebody's wallet and you return it to them, it's more impressive to the world than like donating an organ. Everybody loves guy who returns wallet. At least that's what I was thinking when I saw a wallet in the middle of the street, which is exactly the same scenario as the story that I'm about to get into of a dude who lives on the other side of the state of Michigan, Wyandotte. I'll never forget where I was. I was over in Granville, and I made a turn, and I saw a wallet open on the road. I spotted it. I drove over it. I pulled over. I got out. I walked down the street. I picked it up. Took a look. Saw like who it belonged to. And I had the address on their driver's license. It was a younger person. I looked up the address. I drove to the residence. It wasn't far from where I was. And I was walking up to the house, and I could hear a ruckus, best described as a ruckus. And then I'm getting closer, and it's a full-on argument. Something's going on. And I'm thinking, well, maybe like somebody's getting yelled at for losing their wallet. But I don't think so. I don't really recall what it was. I just remember walking up to the door and knocking, and then it got really quiet in the house. God knows what they thought was, or who they thought was knocking. They're probably like, oh God, it's the cops again. And I'll never forget, this woman comes walking up, and she looked like a mom, but a mom who's been living hard. You know, the cheeks were kind of sunken in. The eyes had like those rings like under my eyes. So my rings aren't that bad right now. I've had it worse. Just looking a little rough and pissed. This person known as Greg's Take says, rode hard, put up wet. Okay. I was thinking more crack whore, drug user. Like in that movie 8 Mile, some chick played Eminem's mom. Was it Kim Basinger? Basinger? Can I help you? I go, well, yeah, I think I found this wallet. Is this, it belongs to, and I said the name. She goes, that's my son. I go, I found it in the road. It was in the road over on so-and-so street. She goes, reaches out, grabs it. Okay, thank you. And walks away. I'm like, oh, okay. That was it. That was it. That's my cue to go. God knows what happened there. David says, I haven't heard the expression rode hard and put up wet in a long time. Greg says, I'm nearly 60. I think there's a different term that kind of means the same thing. And I discovered that term when I was working at Bosco's, which I still work at. I just haven't worked in a long time. There's a young chick there named Abby. And she's like, I don't know, in her early 20s, but she's cool. You know, she just seems like she's a cool chick. And she's tall, really tall. And we were talking about this chick that worked there who we could describe her as the same way I'm describing that chick that took the wallet, you know? And Abby described that chick as, she goes, oh, she looks ran through. I'd never heard that in my life. I go, what do you mean? And she pauses and she realizes she has to explain this to my stupid fucking feeble face. She goes, well, you know, like several guys like ran a train on her, or she's, you know, she's involved in gangbangs. I'm like, oh, okay. Nice. So that can also be described as looking like she's ran through, haggard, a bit beat up, whiskey gravel voice, smoking non-filtered Camels. Says Greg's Take. Greg's Take, what's your story? I've never seen you here before. Are you familiar with your old pal EZ? Do you have no idea who the fuck I am? Did you just stumble in here by accident? Give me info. I need to know. And then follow my page. He says, first time here, amigo. Glad you're here. All right, then you need to know. This is like a first timers. This is kind of like at AA when they do a first timers meeting. on Twitch every day, 10 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Thursday. However, 10 a.m.-ish is more like it. Because today I was way late. In theory, it's supposed to be 10. Fridays, it's 9 a.m.-ish Eastern. The audio from this show becomes the audio podcast. Available wherever you download shows. I get it on Apple Podcasts. That has been a concern for some people, as I've gotten a few people reached out to me this past week or two saying, hey, you're doing something wrong, EZ. It no longer is on Apple Podcasts. And I'm like, well, I get it. Now, that should have been all I needed to say. I am getting it on my end. But it's not working. Not working. Now, why is a 50-something-year-old man explaining to you young morons the simple thing of, can you please just try uninstalling and reinstalling the app? I went ahead and reached out to my tech support at Red Circle, who is my platform, and they're like, no, there's nothing wrong, which made me look like an idiot. All because you dickbags don't do the... That's the first thing you should do. First of all, turn the device on and off. Try that. That doesn't work. Uninstall, reinstall. Apparently that worked because now I've been getting feedback saying, hey, that worked. How about you? Bleeding Heart Brian is a dick. He went weeks of just looking at the thing thinking it would fix itself. Yesterday, he wrote, hey, it worked. And I go, you have some great troubleshooting abilities. Why is an old, feeble fuck like me explaining to people 35 and under how to do this shit? Nick says the show didn't show up in the feed until 8 p.m. yesterday on mine. Something still weird. Yeah, this is what I suggest you should do. Throw your phone in the garbage. Throw your phone in a lake. Tyler writes, Eric, I cannot hear you on my AirPods. I think there's something wrong with your podcast. Yeah, everybody wants to just throw their hands in the air. It's not working. Chris says, it is odd that it happened to all of us at the same time, though. Well, not really. It didn't happen to me. It happened to some of you. The app probably updated, and you didn't get the update. That's probably what happened. Greg, who's old, that means I like him, says, we've spoon-fed them great tech for too long. Awesome! So that means something else, that old people are better than young people, are better at than young people. Tech. Aram says he still has not fixed the issue of light reflecting through my window. You know what we're not good at is, I talked to you about that escape room. I was talking with Diana about that the other day because I called on them for advertising the local escape room. You need to be on my show. We went there. It was great. I'll tell everybody about it. We'll get people in there. We'll have events. It'll be awesome. Let's do it. Haven't heard back, but we sucked at that. Diana and I were like they got right after it. And then right away, everything's getting done. Combination locks are opening. Keys are being found. Mysteries are being solved. And we're like, what the fuck? Are you kidding me? How are you doing this? All right. I forget what I was going to... I'm doing something that I don't like to do. I got ahead of myself, and I was going to mention something funny, and now I lost it. Tyler likes escape rooms. I said escape. Escape rooms. He says, I'm a genius. No escape room can contain me. Oh, I know what it was. I had talked about Patreon said, hey, there's going to be an extra charge for people with Apple Podcasts or sign up through Apple. That was not accurate. I'm pretty sure that Chris Yu just decided to give me more money on Patreon because he's a nice guy. I assumed that he was getting charged more than he should. I don't know. I guess I'm not 100% sure. But, or maybe he did do this. And that is, if you use, I think, Apple Pay, you're going to be charged. And I know this now because I heard from Jason Terry. Yeah, that's right. Jason Terry, who was for the longest time a huge pal and ally of your old pal EZ. This is the guy who at the trivia night the other night, his lovely wife, and she is just as pretty as a picture. As she's walking up, I said to Jason, I go, hey, what's your wife's name again? He goes, Megan. I go, yeah. You're a teacher, aren't you, Megan? No, I'm a nurse. God damn it! For the longest time, he was a longtime supporter. Then he got pissed off because I made fun of Kate in New Jersey. And then he went cuckoo and said, fuck you, you made fun of Kate. And I'm like, who gives a fuck? Kate's crazy. Then he figured out that she's in fact crazy. And then he said, hey, EZ, fuck that bitch. Let's be pals again. I said, all right, sounds good. And that was the end of that. So now he's back in the fold. He says this about the extra charge.
Hey, the Patreon thing is when people subscribe via Apple. So, like, you know how when you go to pay for something online and you can pay with Apple Pay? That's where the fee's from. So if they do it, like, the normal way or if they do it on an Android phone, it won't charge, but $250 is really steep. But yeah, I know people don't like Apple. Even when you buy it, you know, you go to buy whatever, a t-shirt, and use Apple Pay, they get charged more. But Patreon's kind of the first place that I've seen that actually increased the charge to cover Apple's fee.
Jeremy writes, use the loudest phone possible in the center of a tornado next time, Jason. Greg's take says, I'm loving the Electra Voice RE20, Big Zane. All right, now that's a clue. If Greg is aware of the mic, which this is the greatest microphone that exists on the planet. This man either has a background in music or broadcast to some degree. Maybe as a hobby, maybe as a career, who knows? There we go. Greg confirms. Radio. Starman says, I get that same mic back in a month. Legendary mic. Greg says, late 90s, I was on the radio. Please, tell us more. We got to talk. Jeremy says, is it Opie? Opie unblocked me from Twitter. I don't know why. I don't know why he blocked me in the first place. I think I busted his balls about something. But then I looked the other day, and he unblocked me. He's probably like, I don't even know what the fuck this is. Why did I even block him in the first place? The Shure SM58 is another great microphone. That's enough microphone talk. All right. Anyway, I was about to tell you a story. That whole tangent there was brought on because some guy in Wyandotte, Michigan, found a wallet. In that time, I told you, I didn't even get to the story. I told you about me finding a wallet, giving it back to mom, who looked like a whore, to Abby's definition of being ran through, and it's all a blur how I got to this point. I have no idea, but I never did even get to that story. So let's get to that. Tyler says this was an epic tangent. You know, it's a good one when I'm not entirely sure the schematic of how we got to this point. All I'm concerned about, really, is whether or not it leads to actually something interesting being spoken. It does not matter as long as I'm not here fucking bombing. And I don't feel like I'm bombing. I feel like my brain is sharp. When my brain is sharp, these things, you know, they work out somehow. Don't know how. Can't quite explain it. I just know it when I hear it. I don't even want to ask the question, do you as an audience ever like pay attention to this show since you, you know, are listening for extended time and might like be like, oh, he's not as sharp today. Like, what are the clues that are an indicator to you? Because some shows are better than others, of course. You know, at the end of the day, I'm hoping for at least one or two strong laughs. Not bored. What is happening in your brain that makes you go, oh, he's fucked. He is fucked. This sucks shit. This asshole, he's horrible. And then somehow I save it to end it somehow. I don't know. Man Bun Chris says, when we get on the YouTube trail. Yeah, that's the thing. That's an abyss. That's why I don't like to do it. If someone says, you got to check this out, because then I got to pull my hands out of these pockets, go to the keyboard, open a window, you just search it. I have to speak it while I'm typing it or else I'll mistype it. And then it's fucked. And then I look at it. It sounds like fuck. Or I haven't previewed it. And it's just shitty. Tyler says lots of ahs and ums indicate easy brain fog to me. Yeah, I've heard that. I've had a show where I am like listening back. And I'm like, oh boy. Yeah, that took longer than it needed to. That's clumsy. Shit. Man Bun Chris references just the other week. That was so bad. I was talking about that video of Phil Collins in front of his drum kit, which led to nothing. Him just hitting like the rat-a-tat and then say, well, that's enough. And then he left it. And then we started talking about something else. And then the next thing I know, I'm looking at this stupid video that Chris suggested that I play. And I'm like, dude, what the fuck? That was a mistake. Everybody loves Guy Who Found Wallet. Here's this guy's story.
A mother and her son will never forget an act of kindness that was captured on video.
A young man taking time out of a busy day to return a wallet he found in the middle of the street in Wyandotte. That wallet was full of hard-earned tips and personal information.
7 News Detroit reporter Ruta Olsenida spoke with the Good Samaritan and the family about how they hope this small act inspires others. Ruta?
It's a small gesture with a big impact here in Wyandotte and the community.
Ruta Olsenati.
He tells me they're just happy to see some good.
That's a gross-looking last name.
Good.
It's remarkably close to ulcer.
It is spreading around. When Michelle Johnson looked through her surveillance video Monday and saw a stranger standing on her porch, she didn't know who it was or what they wanted.
And he had held up a wallet into our camera.
I found this wallet on the 17th.
She quickly realized that young man, 26-year-old Donnie Hansen, was returning her son's wallet. Uh-huh. Her son, who had just worked the entire weekend and made nearly $100 in cash tips.
He works down at the Detroit Symphony.
I like the picture they got for him. It's like his profile for a dating app.
Symphony Orchestra, and he, you know, made tips on Sunday, I believe it was. And that was all of the tips that he made.
Right. Donnie is a busy realtor who was running errands that Monday afternoon and had another busy day Tuesday. So we spoke to him over the phone.
I was on 17th Street, seen it in the middle of the road, and all I was thinking was, oh, someone had a great St. Patrick's Day. I can't believe that this is just lying in the middle of the road.
He says he's lost his wallet before, and no one ever returned it back.
This is ridiculous that this is a news story. This is so stupid. How did this even come to be? Did somebody call the news and say, hey, my son lost his wallet and this dude brought it back? Top story on the news.
To him. So he wanted to.
I mean, this is Detroit. This is the murder capital of the planet.
Do for Michelle and her family what no one ever did for him.
Yeah, I just found the ID and I was like, you know what? Yeah, gotta get this back.
It's a gesture Michelle takes to heart.
I almost cried.
Oh,
I know that
God.
Sounds silly, but it was nice.
She says her son is a busy college student at U of M Dearborn and wasn't.
He is? He looks like he's 60 years old.
In town Monday, filling up his car with gas and running to a friend's
house. I think he's special. I think the son is special. He's like a handsome, special guy.
House when it must have slipped out of his pocket. He now has that wallet back. And Michelle, who's an elementary school teacher, says many lessons can be learned from what Donnie did that day.
Those small acts of kindness really, truly make a difference in the world.
What's your response just to know your one small gesture made such a positive impact on their day?
Oh, gosh, you know, I'm happy to hear that it did. And if we could just see more of that out there, I think, you know, clearly I think the world could be a better place.
Okay, that's a code for Trump's fucked everything up. That's what that's code for.
Wyandotte, I'm Rudolph Sonita, 7 News Detroit.
That's what they're trying to say there. That's their way of saying that Trump has ruined everything. Yoda World says, yeah, I tried that once. And they threatened to call the cops. I learned my lesson. Really? To return a wallet? Hey, I'm giving you your wallet back. We're going to call the cops on you? All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.